but it's the tannins are there, but they're not up in your face. Dark red fruit. There's lots of cocoa powder on the back end for me. I get that slight hit of the mint. I get a little bit of that sandalwood.
Yeah, definitely. Mm. I love cabs that have that sandalwood edge to them. I just really enjoy that.
Just an extremely lovely wine. Drinks so well already. Give it a few more years. Probably will continue to improve, but right now, don't be afraid to open this one. You're not going to be disappointed.
It's 5 years old now. You're at the edge of
drinkability.
This is perfect as a start, but give it years if you want. Buy a bunch. Let hold it.
Yeah, fantastic wine. So we're going to be rating the 2018 Neal Family Vineyards Rutherford or Neal Family Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Napa Valley, a well-deserved 4 sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Justin tell us a little bit about our next winery.
In 1851, Charles Hitchcock, an army surgeon, moved from North Carolina to San Francisco with his wife, Martha, and their spirited daughter, Lily. Lily was later dramatically rescued from a fire in San Francisco by the Knickerbocker No. 5 Fire Company. This experience made her a lifelong and passionate supporter of the San Francisco Fire Department, even signing her name with number 5 after it for the rest of her life. She was made an honorary member of the fire company and the only woman in America to have that honor at that time, which earned her the nickname Fire Bell Lil. Lil lived by her own rules and challenged the conventions of the day by drinking bourbon, smoking cigars, playing poker, and driving a team of 6 horses. These antics, combined with her intellect, placed her among the most famous women in America at that time. In an effort to tame her spirit, she was ordered to live at the Hitchcock Family Napa Valley Country Estate to learn to quiet down. Lily, which I'm sure did not work. Lily named her new home Larkmead after the meadowlarks in the area and regularly invited her artists and intellectual friends to gather and share ideas in a series of salons. She was the one to plant the first vineyard on the property, and we'll talk more about it after the break.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation of riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead rose with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and Justin's still telling us a little bit about the Larkmead Winery.
So the property was subsequently leased by the Salmina family in 1895 and purchased outright by them in 1903. The winery was expanded in 1906 and run by the family until Felix Salmina's death in 1940, and the family sold Larkmead Vineyards to a Chicago-based bottler and distributor, Bragno & Company, in 1943. The property was later sold to National Distillers, and then in 1948, the property was purchased by Larry and Polly Solari. The property was eventually passed down to their daughter, Kate Solari Baker, and her late husband, Cam Baker. Kate is an acclaimed artist known for her pastel landscapes and multimedia pieces, and her work is also displayed throughout the estate. In 2005, they built the first phase of a new state-of-the-art winery on the property so that each vineyard block could have its own dedicated vinification tank. The hospitality center, along with the expanded barrel hall, were completed in 2014.
This is a really beautiful property. Yeah,
absolutely gorgeous.
And if you're in Napa Valley and you have the time, check it out.
It's so pretty that the paint color, the white paint color of the building, the paint company named it after it. It's Larkmead White.
Yeah. Wow.
So like if you get Larkmead White from these guys, they made that shade of white for this winery. Stunning property. And yeah, huge, right in the dead center, north end of the valley. Really, really nice. And lovely. I mean, just really nice people there, too.
So on the nose of this, I got roses, cranberries, and a little note of creme de menthe. On the palate, it was balanced by, like, earthiness and wooden tones, and it was just luscious. What did you think, Maury?
Well, thank you, Justin. I agree with much of what you said. I thought this was a lovely wine. I thought it had flavor hints that reminded me of a Pinot in that the rose petal.
That's America, where it's Pinot Noir.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Pinot Noir.
The Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir, whatever. Yeah, I agree with you. It smells like Pinot to me.
But it's a very enjoyable wine. I loved it. I thought it was delicious on the palate. It was mouth-coating. It had some warm, bright spice, definitely some earthiness, definitely some forest, cedar, tobacco, medium finish. Really no flaws. I liked it quite a lot. Harm?
Yeah, I agree with you and Justin. The wine is really good. But if I ordered this and they told me it was Cab, I would say, you sent me a Pinot Noir. It tastes like... a warm climate Pinot Noir with all that rose petal. It tastes like Russian River Pinot Noir to me. Cinnamon and berries and Pinot Noir. You said forest floor. That to me is Pinot Noir, right? I can't believe this is Cabernet. I can't believe it. I get the cranberry.
It's a Cabernet for Pinot drinkers.
Yeah. This is super extracted Pinot like they do in Russian River Valley. But it's Cabernet. I think it's a great wine, but it threw me off completely. Tastes great.
Yeah, and it would be a fun one to put in a blind tasting because it would really throw you
just
off.
Just to mess with your friends.
Yeah.
What'd you think, Bob?
Like he'd know what friends are. Come on, please.
I've heard that there's a thing called friend. What is love, Bob? What is love?
Remember
good
what
Blade Runner reference?
You remember Bart and Simpson and his dad were having that discussion about, you know, what's son, what's more important, love or money? And he goes, money, Dad, I can always buy love. That's my boy. He's also the same guy who said nuts and gum together at last. So yeah, it's a lovely wine. It's a lovely, soft, round, very approachable. The nose is rose petals. Just ripe, plump red berries, red fruit. It's got a beautiful nose to it on the palate. It's got a certain earthiness to it. It's low on the tannin, but that earthiness comes out. There's definitely some cedar in there. I'm picking up like a pipe tobacco, an old leather. It's a lovely wine. It's an absolutely lovely wine. So, what more can you say? Just
give it a rating, Bob.
Enjoy drinking it. So,
you give it a rating. I'm getting a little hint of caramel now on the nose as well.
Mm-hmm. Now you're just hallucinating.
No, it's getting sweeter in the palate. It's getting sweeter in the glass.
Well, it's all that methamphetamine he does before he does the show.
I was thinking it was the ketones. He was a little ketotic today.
Yeah, I checked my sugar. We're good.
Well, we're going to be rating the 2019 Larkmead Firebell Napa Valley. Well-deserved three sips.
Interesting.
So let's move on to our next wine, which is the Larkmead Solari Napa Valley 2019. 100% Cabernet, 18 months, 78% new French oak, 14.3% ABV. Again, beautiful, dark ruby color to it. It's got a nice edge to it. On the nose, I get cherries and plums. It's got a nice sort of vegetal, herbal edge to it. On the palate, let's see.
Very
On the palate, it's dark fruits, dried rose petal. It's got a nice tannin to it. It's mostly front palate on the tannin. Got a good coat to it. Really sticks to your teeth. Lovely wine. Absolutely lovely wine. What'd you think, Arm?
Oh, I wasn't listening to you. What'd you say?
Nobody listens to me. I'm used to it.
I think it's a great dark ruby. It's tons of cherry and raspberry on the nose at first. Then it goes black. There's dark fruit like plums. I get a little scorched earth on here and herbish herbs, like grilled herbs and a little scorched earth, like the Russians, retreating from Ukraine. And let's see. There's a hint of rose petal there as well. And I got cardamom on the palate.
Cardamom?
Dark fruit, little rose petal, cardamom.
What kind?
Green cardamom. Green cardamom and sweet oak on that palate.
Well, you know what it is? It's that herbal note that I'm getting. I think that's what you're picking up.
Yeah.
That's the green cardamom.
The husk and a little bit of the inside.
Yeah.
He's getting a little geeky with that.
And I thought the palate was a little watery. I think it could be more lush, but the palate's a little thin.
I think that's a good way to describe it. I was thinking that in the back of my head, looking for the right adjective. It's a little thin.
It's a little thin, but the flavors are there. The flavors are there. The palate's a little thin. The finish is medium. It's quite good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think that the wine has no flaws. I think it's well made.
Well, the flaw is thin.
Yeah, but it's a lovely wine. It's just a little bit thin. And I wouldn't call that a flaw. I would just say that the style is a little stylistically, it's a little bit thin for my liking. But nonetheless, I think it's very drinkable, very approachable. You would not be disappointed, Justin.
So I thought the nose was pretty fruit forward. I got a note of mesquite barbecue in it, which I don't rarely pick up in wine.
To me, it's not coming across as barbecue.
That was dinner last night. You didn't
wash your hands either.
Mustache and your beard.
It's the barbecue. It's mission last night.
I work with animals.
It is earthy. The finish is. It's a nice wine. I'd love it with some smoked brisket.
Oh yeah,
you'd love anything with smoked brisket.
Well, that's not untrue.
He doesn't drink water with smoked brisket. Come on.
He would. If there was enough brisket around, I could get him drink it with turpentine.
I've seen him eat toe cheese with brisket.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm glad I don't hang out with you guys that much.
Yeah, he's shall we say special. So,
hey, I've been called worse.
Yeah,
just because he rode the short bus, give him a break.
Mm. Yeah, it had good tinted windows though.
Yeah, it had air conditioning too.
Yeah, so, that too.
Yeah,
the air conditioning worked better because it had less distance to
it.
It
was full now.
There's fewer kids in the small bus.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right. So I got there quicker.
All right, whatever. Do we give a rating for this, Bob?
We're going to be rating the Larkmead Solari Napa Valley three sips.
One, two, three. Okay, good. Got it.
A one, a two,
a three.
A three.
Arm. I wake up. It's your turn.
Oh, yeah.
It's your turn.
How many licks does it take to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
If you were waiting for the opportune moment, that was it.
Mm-hmm. It's past us by.
Our final wine of the evening, ladies and gentlemen, is the 2013.
The nitrates of mead wine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the 2013 Larkmead Solari Napa Valley. So we are doing a little vertical here.
Wait, 2013?
2013.
That's it's 10 years old.
Bring us some fresh wine. No more of this old stuff.
Yeah.
The 2013 is 95% Cabernet Sauvignon, 5% Petit Verdot. It is 14.9% ABV. The color is an inky black like my heart. It is ruby to the point of being...
Heart. Yeah, you keep mentioning...
You keep using the heart. I don't think it means what you think it means.
All right. No. It's black like some sort of necrotic liver.
you know exactly what that is.
Not cirrhotic, necrotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what that is.
All right. The nose It was blueberries. Blueberries, licorice, and violet. This is a very different wine from the previous one.
Well, I agree with you, but I must admit, the violet's there.
Blueberries? You don't get the blueberries?
Not so much.
Blueberry jam right here, man. Just come back to it. Give it a good swirl.
Oh, that was your toe jam that you ate this morning.
Oh, this is the blueberry jam, sir.
I just don't get the blueberries. I'm sorry.
Blueberry jam, black currants, a little bit. Licorice and violets. And now where the other one was thin,
I think
this
is blueberry jam stain on your shirt that you're smelling.
It's got a sugar craving. Mm-mm-mm.
Cedar, black fruit, leather, dark cocoa. This is the chewy tannins you were missing in the previous one. This is full-bodied. This is long and vibrant. It still tastes young, and it's still
got another 5-10 years. Yeah,
this has got miles to go. This tastes younger than the other wine, and yet it's 10 years old.
Yeah, that 2013 vintage of this this particular Napa Valley cab is so good. I don't even have any idea what this would cost, but if you see it under $400, you should just buy it. Just do it. Go for it, man. You know you can afford it. Looking at you, Justin. What do you think? What do you think?
I liked it a lot. I do think it drinks younger than the 2019. It's been the day of interesting opposites.
I can tell you when we were drinking it at the winery, it tasted even better. I can tell you that.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, or didn't it?
Wait, were they pouring for you for free?
No,
anything that you drink at the winery always tastes better.
60 degrees, and it's just blue skies and the birds chirping.
Yeah, it's an absolute. If you're in Napa, I highly recommend you go visit. It is a beautiful property.
We had a great host. Yeah, it was a great day.
Gorgeous property.
Well, I wasn't there.
Why don't you rub it in a little bit?
I'm not dropping names.
There's a reason you weren't there.
Rubbing it in about my wonderful vacation. I'm telling you, the wine is good.
There's a reason you weren't there.
Buy the wine.
You were not invited on purpose.
Bob, what do you think about the wine without the nostalgia, sir?
It's a fantastic wine. And again, it's just to reiterate what everybody else says. It's 10 years old and it still tastes so youthful.
Goes great with aged cheeses, walnuts, and fruits.
It is so.
This is so the one. This is the one I want your brisket with.
This is
the
one we've been waiting for all day.
It's so bright and it's so vibrant.
I would like a nice tomahawk steak we were talking about earlier off the air.
I got a place for you.
Let's do it.
Tomahawk Tuesdays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. This with a nice, juicy, delicious steak, I think, is just about as good as life could possibly get.
Oh yeah. Some cream spinach on the side.
Yeah. This is
baked potato. Oh, good.
I mean,
I'm hungry.
They did a fantastic job with this wine. I don't think there's anything they could do to improve it other than send me another bottle. But other than that, just a lovely, lovely wine. It's remarkable how fresh it is, how fruit forward.
So we know the previous, the 2019 was 18 months in 78% new oak.
No.
Do we have any information about the 2013 at all?
No.
I'm willing to bet this spent longer than 18 months in oak. You looking that up, Mark?
Yeah, I'm looking, but I haven't found
it. Can't find it.
No.
Yeah, I think this spent may have spent longer time in oak. The wine is just, it's a different beast completely from the 19. So just, this goes to show you, kids, look for the vintages. They make a difference.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and every year is different. You know, one's 100% cab, one's got a little something else blended into it. So every year
I'm not just talking about the blend, but the weather makes a huge difference.
Weather makes all the difference.
Well, I think the vinification here may have been different as well, because I'm willing to bet this spent longer in oak. This is also 14.9% ABV.
I would agree. Yeah.
Well, we're gonna rate the 2013 Lark Mead Solari Napa Valley a well deserved 5 sips.
Yes.
And it's 5 sips because I don't have 6 on the board. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. This is a special wine. So
I've carried several Lark Meads before. I've never had the Solari. Yeah.
If you see this one, grab it.
Well, this I think is a little bit up from their regular cab.
Yeah, this
is their sort of singly vineyardy.
Oh, they've got several different expressions. So there's a lot of different
I've never seen this one in Florida. I can't wait to get it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, excellent wine. So, yeah, this show was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah.
You know, again, you know, we, anyway.
The Night Train's a mead wine.
Yeah. No Night Train Express for us today. So, absolutely lovely wines.
From, no Mogan David?
From the Valley.
MD 2020?
I like MD 2020.
Yeah, back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Night Train.
Got you through college.
Reuniti on ice.
Thank you for joining us, Justin.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. Just going through my Mad Dog 2020 memories, but these were great ones.
Those aren't
called
memories. They're called nightmares. And thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another awesome day in the basement.
Thank you, Arm.
Thanks, Bob. You know, the first time I threw up was Reuniti Cherry.
Thanks for sharing.
Was it worse going down? Well,
16 years old.
For Sip, Sud, and Soaks, this is Made Man Bob. Thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad wine. And fortunately today, we didn't have to do that at all. So,
we hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
Radio Rewind.